Welcome back to Tink's Corner. Hi, everybody. I hope you're having a beautiful day. I hope you're having a beautiful week. I hope you accomplished everything that you wanted to do so far this week. It's not over yet, but we're halfway there. We almost there. I hope that y'all are doing everything you need to do. I hope you accomplished most of what you need to do this month. October's almost over. It's almost November. Next week is November. How did we get here so fast? October came. Showed his face and left and said, okay, now y'all get to it. Like, the year's almost over. Can y'all believe that? We literally have like 2 months and a week left of the year. And then it's 2025. This year flew by. I swear it was just my birthday. And my birthday's in July. I swear it was just my birthday. I don't like schools. The school year done went by. It's so, this year has every day. I swear. Maybe it's because I'm busy. I keep myself busy, so I always have something to do. Maybe that's why this year's going by so fast for me, because I don't sit down. I'm literally always moving. I don't have a day where I get to sit down. And that's just, I don't know. I guess that keeps my mind going. But upcoming events, we have PV's homecoming is this week and University of Houston's homecoming this week. Happy homecoming to y'all. I hope y'all are having a great time so far. And I hope that it gets better as the week goes on. Everybody knows that the real homecoming is the weekend. I am attending PV's homecoming. I'm going to their hump night tomorrow, and I will be there Saturday and Sunday, and then again next week on Halloween. As I'm wearing my little No You Hang Up screen shirt. Yeah, I'm wearing that because I'm in the Halloween spirit. So get in the spirit. You know, I don't, because it's not a real holiday. It's a holiday. But don't nobody got the day off. It's a spooky. Oh my gosh. Okay. Early voting started Monday. So I hope y'all are registered to vote. I hope y'all are going to go vote. There's voting polls literally everywhere. My school, TSU, they shut down our rec center, the gym. Well, they didn't shut it down. I don't know why I keep saying that. They shut down the gym so that everybody can go in there and vote. So me and my people are going to go vote this week. I hope everybody's going to vote this week. Y'all really have up until election day to vote. Y'all have 2 weeks. So let's go ahead and hop on that train. This is a very important time. This is crucial. Almost everybody's seat is up for grabs this year. Like, not just presidents. Y'all talk about y'all don't want to vote for the president. If you're not going to vote for the president, vote for Congress, vote for Senate, vote for your state rep. Even like the school board, like the school district, like spots in there are open. You have to vote for all of this stuff. Y'all love to say that just because you vote doesn't mean that anything's going to change. You need to read the people's policies, read what they stand for, so that you can vote for the person that is going to enforce the change that you desire, enforce the change that you want, and make and help. Well, yeah, and just help make that change in the world. That's why it's important that you read the policies so that the people that you vote for can make the difference that you want to see. So, as I stated, vote. Go vote. Okay, that's all I had. Oh, no. Okay, Spelman is also this week. So happy homecoming to Spelman. I don't think that's right. I looked it up. It's on my notes. It says that it's this week. So I guess happy homecoming to Spelman too. FAMU, Morehouse, and Jackson State is next week as well. So happy future homecoming to y'all. I don't know. Atlanta got it going on. They had week after week after week. So go y'all. Woo-hoo-hoo. So yeah, that's all I have for upcoming events. I really hope I did not miss anything. That's all that I have in my notes. My mommy's birthday is next week, y'all. Next Friday. Halloween's a Thursday. Yeah, my mommy's birthday is next Friday. She gets to start off the month with her birthday. I know what I'm getting her. I don't know whether I should get her what I know she needs and wants, or just get her what she asked me for and then just get her what she needs or wants it for Christmas. I don't know. I'm still deciding that. But my mommy's birthday is next week. Dang. Another year. Everybody getting older. Can time just stop? But that's all I have for upcoming events. As usual, I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all about my week, what's been going on with me. Then we're going to get into the vibe check and my Twitter topics. And today's real topic is dating in our generation. I've kind of been shy. I haven't shied away from this topic, but I have a lot of comments. I have a lot. I wrote down a lot. And so without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it.
What always bring out the best in me. I can't thank you enough. I bet that's why God's blessing me, cause I still show you patience and grace when you're
so hey. Life is just life. Like I told y'all how there's something new every week. I'm always finding out something, and I don't even be asking. I don't go to look for it. I'm just always finding out something. Last week I told y'all how I didn't have anything to tell y'all. I lied. The day after I pressed upload, yeah, I found out some stuff, but it's okay. Nothing detrimental, y'all. Nothing detrimental. Y'all, I'm kind of going through it. I sat through this boring lecture for my class, and I'm trying to wake up. I'm really trying to wake up. I'm so bored. So bored. Oh my gosh. I do it for my professors. I don't even go to class for me. I go to class for my professor because I feel bad. Like, y'all so passionate about your jobs, and y'all are here to help me, and I'm not showing up. So I go for my professors, not for me. But when I have to sit through boring lectures and boring people talk, that's where I draw the line. So I left class early. Sorry, not sorry. I left class early. I'd rather have my mental. And I need to come and record. I need to come home and record anyways. So my priorities are not messed up. I actually feel like I prioritized very well. What do y'all think? Y'all think I did a good job leaving my boring lecture so I could come record? I think I did. It doesn't matter what y'all think. I think I did. But yeah, life's been okay. Like I told you, I just be moving. Life doesn't stop. Next thing I know, it's time for me to record again. By the time I press upload, it's time for me to record again. So I am doing, like I said, I am doing the content creating. I have one vlog in the vault. I just need to put the voice over it. And then I am recording my maintenance week. I know it looks like I am doing my maintenance for PB Homecoming, but I'm doing my maintenance because it's time for me to do my maintenance. My nails, it's time for them to go because it's Halloween. And me and her had already talked. Me and Ari, Artistry by X Ari, only person I let do my nails. Me and her was already talking about the Halloween set. Excuse me. Me and her was already talking about a Halloween set. So I went ahead and picked that out. It matches my costume. So it's time for me to get my nails done. I need to get these refilled. That's happening on Friday. Cause baby, these look a hot mess. This eye is crying out for help. And I just can't do it no more. I had to go ahead. I bought me a new wig. Installed. Plucked. Slayed by me. I don't do hair. I can't, like, doing my own hair is already so much. I can't do other people's. I just don't have the time. The only people whose hair I don't know. No, I can't. That's not the correct grammar. I don't do hair, but I will do my friend's hair. They asked me. I did my friend Zoe's hair for her birthday last year. She want me to install her new wig that she finna get. And Zai talking about she finna get a bust down. She want me to put her wig on. I was like, yeah, sure, that's fine, y'all. I like the practice because then it also helps me when I do my hair. I know what not to do and what to do. So I don't mind doing my friend's hair for them. But yeah, it's my maintenance wig. I went ahead and got a new wig. I slayed it by myself. I put it on myself. Lashes need to get done. Honestly, when I say like maintenance, I'm not even just talking about like just my physical appearance. I'm literally going to the dentist tomorrow. Well, Wednesday. I'm going to the dentist Wednesday. I'm going to the doctor Thursday. I'm like maintenance, like just everything. So not just hair, nails, lashes, my teeth. My braces did what they needed to do. My braces did the thing. So I gotta go to the dentist. Then I'm getting blood work with my doctor. So this week is just, oh, I got my toes done. Yo, I accidentally paid extra. So let me explain. I'm reading the thing. I'm reading the options. I read tropical. Whole time I'm looking at the manicure thing. So when she showed me the price and she said $50, I said, no, that's not what it said on there. She was like, yeah. I said, is that one up there? She said, no, that's manicure. I said, oh. So I went, and then I do gel because gel lasts a lot longer. So it was $20 extra. $20. That's why I go to the other one. The other one, they do like $15. And then they steady giving me 10, 20% off. So I'm going to stick to them. But not going to lie, this place was cute. It was in the Heights. I went to Milano's Nail Spa. And not going to lie, for $50, they low-key did a lot. So she did the, I don't know if y'all know that purple bag. It's not a purple bag, but it's a baggie with purple stuff in it. I think that's a scrub. I think it's a bag with the scrub. Yeah, I got that on my feet. They gave me hot towels. I got a 15-minute hot rock massage. She put a warm towel around my neck. I'm sitting in the massage chair. I'm literally like, I'm being pampered. And I loved every bit of it. She poured so much oil on my legs. My legs are moisturized to a T. For $50. So honestly, I'm not mad at it. And I've never had that type of treatment on my feet before. I've never done that before. So honestly, it was worth it. It was really worth it. So I enjoyed that. I probably would get it again, but I feel like that's a every other month thing because I don't need to be spending that much money like that on my toes. They literally just touch the ground and walk and it's about to get cold. So it's no sense in me doing all of that when I'm literally about to put them up. I just needed my toes done because it's been a minute. I haven't gotten my toes done since I went on the cruise in the end of June. So it was time to go ahead and cut that. But yeah, that's life at the moment. I should be uploading the content videos. Well, obviously the maintenance video isn't going to be done until I finish my maintenance, but that's going to be uploaded sometime next week. And then my Spend the Saturday vlog will be uploaded soon. It'll be this week for sure. It'll be this week, but soon. Whenever I decide to have the time to do the voiceover, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. I try to be hopeful. I try to have confidence in myself, but it's hard, y'all. It's hard out here for a busy girl. Okay, on to today's vibe check. Yes. Okay, so today's vibe check. Nothing too serious. I listened to Kehlani's new project, While We Wait 2. I don't like it better than Crash. Like Crash, I was uploading, I added almost every song to my library. While We Wait, I only added 3. Yeah, so I don't like it better than Crash, but it's a good album. It's not bad. My top 3, the only 3 are When He's Not There featuring Lucky Day, Border and Form of You featuring Child of Nines, and Destin Conrad. Those 3 songs were really cute to me and they were so beautiful. So I loved them. Whether it's the beat, whether it's the lyrics, it was very good. So I like that. Y'all should go listen. Y'all should go tune in. I haven't listened to Rob's album yet, Rob Wave. I haven't listened to his album yet. I'll be listening to that this week and I'll go ahead and give y'all my little 1-2 pick on that. Kind of behind. Like I told y'all, I be behind on my music because I'm so busy doing everything else and I listen to the same 3 songs every day. So I be scared to branch out because if I don't like the song, I could have been listening to music that I wanted to listen to that I've been listening to, but I'm sitting here listening to this trash. But it's okay. I listen to the album. I love Rod, so it don't matter. I'll always find something I like of him. Next, we have Tink's Twitter topics. So, since my real topic is dating in our generation, I went ahead, I found one about somebody's comment on dating in our generation and comments on cheating. So, the first one, she was like, dating nowadays is actually horrible. People don't like to text back in a timely fashion, lack effective communication skills, can't set boundaries. It's just too much. That's very real. Now the text back, some people are rude. Excuse me. Some people are rude and will just simply ignore the message. Other people like me are just busy, but even in my busyness, I find time to text everybody back. And if I didn't, I more than likely opened the message or saw the message and thought I texted back and I didn't. And that's very common. So when people say they do that, I don't judge because I'm like, okay, yeah, I do that too. But some people do it just because they don't feel like talking. But I would rather you communicate to me that you don't want to talk to me rather than just not talk to me. You know, like I told y'all last week, communication is such a big thing. Like communication can solve a lot of the problems that people are having within their relationships and friendships and all of their issues. As long as you communicate, there's a lot of things that could be fixed. But that's where our that's where our generation lacks. We don't like to talk about things. And I don't understand why people don't like to talk about how they're feeling, their emotions. Me, I'm gonna let it be known. I'm gonna let it be known how I'm feeling every time. I'm gonna be like, oh, this hurt my feelings. Oh, I'm mad. Oh, I'm sad. Oh, I'm not talking to you right now because da 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 da. I'm the one to air it out and put it on the floor every time. And I never cared. Never. Never. Boundaries. Yeah. It's just certain things. Like, I don't have an issue with my man having a girl best friend. I don't have a boy best friend because I don't see the sense in having one. I have homeboys. That's about as best friend as it gets. But it just depends on the boundaries that you have within your friendship. Like, you need to set boundaries within your friendship. Like, but if that's just your friend, then you don't really need, like, it shouldn't have to be a conversation of boundaries if that's just your friend, because everybody knows what friends do and don't do. If you and your girl best friend are flirting, y'all are having sex, y'all are doing relationship things, but y'all call each other best friends, y'all are not best friends. Y'all are literally y'all are friends with benefits. And y'all have a whole, like, it's not a relationship, but y'all have somewhat of a form of a relationship. So obviously, if you get a girlfriend and your best friend gets jealous of the girlfriend, it's because there's some feelings there, because y'all were not just best friends. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say set boundaries. I don't have an issue with my man having female friends because I have homeboys. But like I said, I just need to know, like, what's really going on there. If it's something more than just a friendship, let me know now so I can hit the door and run. But I don't know. I'm not, the whole girl best friend, boy best friend thing, it's just different. Everybody's different. Not everybody has the same situation. In those situations, like, I don't have a boyfriend. I don't even know. I got delusional there. I was about to say boyfriend. My brother and his girl best friend, their relationship is strictly platonic. And you can tell that it's strictly platonic and that there's no love. Well, I'm not going to say love, because obviously you love your friends. But there's no relationship level there. It's strictly friends. So that's why that's what I'm saying. I'm lenient in some ways, but at the same time, it's kind of like, just let me know the grounds of the relationship. And then what else did she say? She just said it's just too much. So yeah, dating in our generation is a lot, but we're going to get into that once I get to the real topic. And then the other one about cheating, she was like, I'm not cheating first, I'm not cheating back, and I'm not cheating worse. You will get left. That's it. And that's all. And that's just, like, that's just basic. That's just no knowledge. You don't have to cheat. I feel like if you feel like you need the tendency to cheat, don't be in the relationship to begin with. You should be able to be loyal without it being an issue. You know, like, being loyal is not hard. It's not hard to stick to one person. It's not hard to love one person. If you feel that love drawing away, go ahead and let that person know or leave the relationship. If you feel like if you're really in a real relationship and the love is real, the loyalty is real, the relationship period is real, you're not going to feel the need to look at anybody else. You're not going to feel the need to talk to anybody else. So that's when people be like, oh, for you to cheat back, it's kind of crazy. I don't see any reason in doing all of that, because it's just a waste of energy and time. I'll leave you and go do whatever I need to do, but I don't see no sense in cheating back, because now we're both just being petty, and not petty, because you were kind of just, you were fucked up for doing that. But me cheating back is just petty, and it's unnecessary when I could just choose to keep my peace and move on. So yeah, that's my Twitter topics for today. Now let's get into the real topic, which I mentioned to y'all was dating in our generation. So the definition of dating, I went ahead and I looked at the definition of dating. So the definition of dating is a stage of romantic relationships in which two individuals regularly engage in activity together. So when I talked to my mom, she was like, y'all don't know how to date. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, dating is not necessarily being in a relationship. Dating is where you're talking to, basically, their version of dating was talking to multiple people. So if there's no clear ground rule that y'all are in a relationship, you have not been asked to be in a relationship, technically you are not in a relationship. Unless y'all one of the people that have like that mutual thought process, I'm not one of them people. You have to ask me. That's how I know you're serious. You have to ask me. That's just how I am. You have to ask me. So dating is when they were going on dates with multiple people, getting to know different people. And then once you find somebody that you're actually interested to, you cut all the people off and then you give all that person your time. That's kind of what talking is. So, but not necessarily. I don't know. Like, there's so many different ways that everybody be coming up with different terms, like situationships and talking and all this stuff, when I just thought it was boyfriend girlfriend relationship. Then there was like 30 different other ways to explain things, and I was like, okay y'all, what's really going on? What are we doing here? But yeah, that's what dating is. That's really what dating is. You're supposed to be going on dates with multiple people. That's not to whoever, they're not even taking people on dates anymore. Y'all don't even want to take nobody out on a date no more. Why? Like, going on a date is how you get to know somebody. So why do y'all not take nobody on dates no more? I have never been on a date. In my 19 years of life, I have never been on a date. Have I? Oh, shoot. Sorry, I have been on a date. Yeah? Yeah, I got embarrassed in the movie theater. Oh, gosh. Y'all, that was so embarrassing. So, basically... Okay, story time. So basically, me and him went to the movies. I forgot what movie we went to go see. We went to go see a movie, and the lady in the back of the movie theater, she started, I don't know, I think she started seizing or something. She had a panic attack or something. He just loud talking about the lady and asking them to cut the movie back on. I was like, bro, are you serious right now? I'm steady putting my hand over his mouth because stop talking. You're embarrassing. Like, let them give this lady the medical attention that she is seeking so that they can put the movie back on. Just stop talking. You're embarrassing me. Stop talking. But I want to say that's the only date that I've been on. Like, genuinely. Yeah. That's the only date that I've been on in my whole 19 years of life. So that's why my standards are pretty now, and why I won't accept anything less than what I feel I deserve, because I know what I deserve. And that's just that. So, yeah, like I told y'all, dating according to our parents does not mean boyfriend and girlfriend. Dating means finding out the potential contender to be your boyfriend or girlfriend. That's what dating is. Yeah, okay, so talking, what I got from talking is that talking does not mean that you're together. Talking means that basically, like dating, yeah, talking is like dating. But I don't know. I don't want to talk forever. A lot of people talk for 6 months. I think that would probably be my breaking point. Because we should not be talking for a year. So, after, you know, they say like the 3 month rule, like after 3 months, you should really know like what you want. Or for real or something like that. It's something that consists of that. But after 3 months, you should know exactly what you want to do with this person. I know my intentions with the person within like the first 2 weeks. Really from the first look. I be knowing what I want to do when I first start talking to you. But as I get the peek into your personality and your mindset, then I really know what I want to do with you. Then it's like, okay, do I see potential? Okay, are you an idiot? Are you ignorant? Like, stuff like that. So, I know that within the first 2 weeks of me having a conversation with somebody. That's just me, though. I don't know if that's just a woman thing. Well, they say guys know quicker. They say that guys know exactly what they want, like, way quicker than women. I am a analyzer. I am very precise. I am very intuitive. So, I piece together the little things. I piece together the little comments. I take note of everything. I really do. And the way you speak to me, the way you speak on certain situations, I take note of all of that. So that's why I say within the first like 2 weeks, I'm already knowing. How you carry yourself in a relationship is definitely based on how you were raised. So what I mean by that is not even just how you were raised, but where you grew up and what you grew up around. So let's say, like, you hear a lot of the stories about, like, domestic violence happening within relationships. It's 9 times out of 10 because the person that is engaging in the domestic abuse was raised around that. So let's say, like, most men are like, they saw their moms getting beat, and so that hate, like, that behavior, they inherit that behavior from their fathers. That's my biggest fear. I wish a man would try to put his hands on me, because you will be 6 feet under. I won't stand for that. And I wish my friends would come and tell me that somebody put their hands on them. It's done for. It's not. I don't stand for that at all. It won't be happening. It won't be happening. It won't happen. I won't even try to speak that in the air on anybody. That will not happen. No, it's not happening. But those type of traits are based on how you were raised. I was raised by an independent mother and a father that was, how about this? My father lets me know that I can depend on him. So my kind of, those two situations clash for me, because I feel like I don't need to be around a man 25-8. But, like, I count on my dad for a lot of things. So I would count on my man for a lot of things as well in a relationship, because my father has given me that standard. And he always tells me, he's like, when you're going on a date, you should not be paying. Whenever I go out with my dad, I don't spend any money. I really don't. My dad takes care of everything. So that's what I'm used to seeing. That's what I'm used to. So in my relationship, I would expect my man to provide, because I grew up around a provider. But like I said, the independence that my mom has instilled in me, and I've seen my mom go through, is also instilled in me. So they kind of clash a little bit. But for the most part, I think I'll figure it out once I get to that point, if I need to, in a relationship. Yeah. when it's time for me to be in a relationship, I don't know where I stand at that point. So, yeah. I just think everybody should be honest about their intentions when it comes to relationships. So, if you just want to have sex, say that. If you actually want to be in a relationship, say that. If you just want to see where this goes, if you just want to vibe, say that. You don't understand, like, that would cause a lot, that would save a lot of people trouble. So I would appreciate that a lot. Just tell me what it is. If you tell me what it is, me and you can work something out if you tell me what it is. But if you're having me guessing and I'm sitting here on the sidelines trying to figure out what's what, we're not clicking. 1 + 1 isn't equaling 2, it's equaling 5. So yeah, it's just be honest about your intentions with people. And you don't know how they'll react. They might agree with what you're talking about. They might want to do what you're saying you want to do. You just have to say that. Just say that. Since we're talking about, like, well, since I spoke on, like, how I grew up and what I expect in my relationship, that's really just my expectation, is a man that provides. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a provider, but I will provide some things. Like, I know how to cook. I know how to clean. Am I a fan of cleaning? It's a lot of work, and I get super tired afterwards. And if I'm doing it for too long, like, if I, like, cleaning the whole house stuff, I would have to clear a whole day for that, because I would need to take naps. Like, I'm, it's so much work. Like, I know there's people that like to clean. The only place that I like to clean is my room, because I feel like when I start off the week with a clean room, the whole rest of my week goes pretty smooth. And I've learned that, actually. It was 1 week, like a couple weeks ago, I did not clean my room before I started the week. My whole week was a mess. My entire week was a mess. Literally, like, the whole week was a mess. So if you start off with a clean space, you will have a clean week. I believe in that. That's one of my superstitions, I guess. I'm not a superstitious person, but I guess that's one superstition I believe in. Don't let your past relationship situations define your present. So I am a victim of this. I'm a victim of this. Well, that contributes to healing. You just really need to heal. So I was in a situation where I was not completely healed from a situation, and I was trying to maneuver this new situation and grow in this new situation, and it wasn't working because I wasn't healed. I was still stuck on the situation. I was still stuck on how he treated me, how it ended, what I found out after the fact. So all of that was still playing in my head, and I was reluctant. I was not fully in it as the other person was. So due to that, I had to take time. I had to step away, and I've been by myself ever since. I haven't actually talked to somebody, because 9 times out of 10, if I don't see the situation going anywhere, it gets cut right there. Because like I told y'all, I plan to be married by 24, so I need to go ahead and speed this up. I got 5 years. Really, like 4 years and some change, like 4.5 years. Because I turned 20 next year, and my birthday was, what month is it? It's October. Going on November. So 10, 7, 3, 4. Hold on, y'all. Let me cook. 3.5 months ago. I'll say like 3.5 months ago. Yeah. So I don't have that much time left. But yeah, I plan on being married by 24, first child. So I'm not trying to waste no time. So my expectations and my standards are pretty high. So I took that time to myself to heal, to fully reflect on the past situations, cry it out, pray about it, ask God for peace over the situations, peace over my mind. I needed to relearn myself as well. I needed to get in tune with myself and make sure that I was good before I went on to give myself to somebody else, you know? So yes, don't let your past situation define you. If you got cheated in the last relationship, I understand, but there's no guarantee that that's going to happen to you next time. If you have the trust issues, if you have trust issues with them people, trust issues are a big thing, so I understand, but that's something that you and your partner are going to have to work through together. If they're not understanding, like, hey, like, I'm healed, like, I'm over the situation, but I'm still kind of iffy, you know? So you, like, we have to build my trust together. There should be understanding of things like that. It's just communicate that. I throw communicate in there whenever I can, because it's just the biggest thing to me. So yeah, just have conversations about what you need to work on. And if it's something that you do need to work on by yourself, take the time by yourself to do that. It's nothing wrong with being by yourself so that you can heal and relearn yourself and grow spiritually and mentally, so that when it is your time, you don't lose the person that's meant for you because you weren't ready. So yeah. Your person, everybody has their person out there. So I hope that y'all are finding y'all person. I hope that y'all do find y'all's person. It's coming, I promise. Cheating has become so normalized, it's kind of scary. Like, I don't understand. Like I spoke on earlier, I don't understand why cheating is such a necessity to people, why you can't just break up with the person that you're with. But I feel like you feel like you can have your cake and eat it too. No. You made your bed, hump in it. No, but seriously, you can't have your cake and eat it too. That's not how this works. You don't get to have me and your side chick and think, oh yeah, this gonna work. No, baby, that's not what this is. What time is it? Oh, my mom's home. But that's not what this is. That's not how this works. So I'm gonna cut that out. Stop being delusional. Oh, Jesus, mom.